Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Now, I don't sleep with a gun. I'm not a gun guy, but Todd has a gun. I think Pussy. Austin's got guns. Well, Austin lives among the animals out there.
I do not nap with my gun.
A 68-year-old Lincoln man accidentally shot himself in the hand early Wednesday morning. Police said responded to the residence. I'm not going to give his address. 5 a.m. in the morning. 68-year-old told the officers he'd woken up from a bad dream and believed someone had broken into his house. He reached for his handgun and it shot his hand. He's fine. His hand might not be fine. Right. It's not non-life-threatening.
Good guy with a gun shoots.
How do you do that, though?
He woke up from a bad dream, thought somebody broke into his house, reached over at his nightstand, because that's where you keep your gun, and shot his hand.
Yeah. But which hand? Like the other hand?
I know. Yeah.
I
assume so.
There's no more details than that.
He was probably reaching for some sort of drawer or something, and both hands were there, and he accidentally fired one off, and it hit his hand.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That's one of the reasons I don't have a gun. Sometimes I'll be just like lurched out of his sleep and I'll freak out and I'll do zoomies like a dog. I can't have a gun around. And
yeah, we're not.
It's gotten better. But seriously,
it's gotten better?
Run around.
Your life has to deal with you getting up and running around in circles?
If I fall asleep unexpectedly, like that's a lot of time. Yeah. What'll happen? I'll just wake up and I'll be, God, run around a little bit. But I can't have a firearm around.
This doesn't say his good name. Or
that would be cool if that happened in court.
Right.
Somebody nodded off and then all of a sudden got up and did a bunch of zoomies.
Oh, dude, I hope Trump does that. That would be awesome. Could you imagine him just running around in circles? They're like, what's happening? Yeah, he wakes up from his nap. Right, oh, God. The greatest thing that's ever happened.
That would be funny.
I'm trying to decide whether I agree with them citing him for unlawful discharge of a firearm.
Oh, I do.
I mean,
He shot it.
He did, but he shot himself in the hand.
Yeah,
hasn't
dude, that's
he?
Punishment enough.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, well, right. Let's just let that one be.
Well, he wouldn't have shot when Todd shot. Todd did the same thing. His
discharge was unlawful discharge of a firearm.
But nobody was hurt, so you didn't call anybody.
But the fridge
didn't need medical attention. But so
I love that you shot
if you
your
unlawfully
fridge.
Discharge your firearm and you hit yourself, I think I'm going to let you off with a ticket.
No, I guarantee you, if I would have shot my foot and they would have had to take me to the hospital, I would have been charged.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm almost
certain.
First of all,
this guy easily, because if he shot his hand, he could have grabbed it the wrong way and shot himself in the head. And nobody in the world would ever think he didn't commit suicide.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody would know.
No,
man,
no.
John, he was cool. Every day he was cool, man.
Yeah, the forensics guy would be like, it looks like he got up, ran around in circles, and then took his life.
Drug his ass on the carpet.
Tried to lick himself.
Why am I just picturing you like hands above your head? Just,
that's
it,
picturing,
it's freaked
right,
the kids out before for sure.
Yeah, that's the reason I don't keep a gun in the drawer. Because if you wake up, you don't really have your wits about you.
No, this guy, it was a bad dream.
You're startled in the middle of the night?
It's got to be in a lockbox. Yeah. So you got to,
put a lockbox, right, for sure. Especially by the family members. You live by yourself. I get it, but don't, still not. I would not right next to the bed, Unless you got somebody coming for you that night, like a movie,
Yeah.
Somebody's out there.
Well, if you know somebody's
John
coming,
Wick.
Then no, you're not John Wick.
Then you're sitting up in bed.
Right.
With your gun
John Wick
in your
doesn't
lap.
Shoot himself in the hand, right.
No, John Wick would just have a pencil on his nightstand.
Right, yeah.
And put it in your ear.
That's it.
This dude's 68, and that's what happened to him, man.
What happened to Grandpa? Well.
Yeah. What's wrong with your hand, Grandpa?
Yeah, like Korea.
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't think in 68 he was in Korea.
Well, you got to make up some excuse.
He was in Nam.
He's also one of those guys, I'm guessing, that has gone to sleep with his gun every night for about 50 years.
Right. Probably.
Yeah. And really someday wants to shoot somebody.
Or it was probably like an old revolver. That's probably
I'm hoping he's a newbie jackass who's afraid of everything and just bought the gun, you know? Like Jim Sucks. I'm kidding you, Jim.
Newbie jackass was the term.
Yeah, I found out Jim wants to have a gun, but he doesn't want everybody else to have a gun.
Right. Everybody, you're right.
That's a tale of...
Sorry, Jim. Yeah.
That is like an authoritarian, sleeper right there.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, dude, that's you, dude. You might be a listener or you know the guy. Feel free to call and say how that happened. Yeah, I'd like to know. Especially if you're laughing about it the next day, like it just took your finger off. It could have blew his hand. We don't know how bad his hand is either, you know?
Yeah, and he should definitely tell people that, you know, he was protecting someone against gangs or something.
Right.
No, he actually told the cops he woke up from a bad dream, believed somebody's brother. He did the whole – he's everything I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
I would make the story up.
Right.
Somebody was outside there. I know he's going to have shot at him.
Yeah. Shot my hand.
Yeah.
I was trying to use my hand as a silencer.
He came from me.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, I gripped the end of the pistol and shot through it, right?
Yeah.
He
was carrying a bunch of fentanyl over the border. Yeah, coming right to my house.
Jim is here.
Oh, no.
Hold on. There
I didn't
go.
Mean you were.
I don't want anybody in this room to have a gun because you are not mentally stable enough to do so.
Well, you look at the two guys. Austin's got one, and so does Todd, and they're not mentally stable at all. You know that.
No, they're not mentally stable.
I'm sorry. I just walked in, and I didn't hear you. So.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Honestly, if I owned a gun, I wouldn't be here.
No. Right.
Is that like the warning?
What do you mean? You would have turned it on yourself?
You're going to leave the station. Really? Someone's just going to take you to the hospital.
That concerns me that
you mean
say
you
that.
Accidentally would have hurt yourself by now? You what you're talking about?
Did we just hear a cry for help?
Probably,
I thought so.
Yeah. That's honestly like, you're scared of the power of them, but really like just having that option there.
Well, that's why. Hey, listen, not to get back
love
deep
you,
again, but you're right. If access to guns is one of the reasons people do kill themselves is quick.
Well, the gun deaths that you look at, if you look at the number of gun deaths, a lot of those are, the majority, I think, are suicides.
Right, all right, Todd, don't go into how to commit suicide.
No. Yeah, we told them. I'm not calling anybody today. Yeah.
There are other methods of suicide, and sometimes they don't take, but if you use the gun as a method of suicide, it is almost 100% effective.
Don't try suicide. I'm just going to hate it.
988.
988 what? Oh, yeah, suicide hotline.
Suicide hotline.
If you have those feelings.
And then
found out the 911
that went down?
Yeah, 911 went down. Bunch of Midwestern states, you know, including Nebraska.
YouTube TV went down.
Yeah. More importantly,
that's the important
for Tom.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's the important
couldn't
part.
Access the library to watch Jeopardy.
No.
Oh, I would have thrown my phone against
the
wall.
Is that why you sent the group email to everybody because you couldn't watch Jeopardy that day? So, oh, I'm pissed off. Let's do the story about YouTube TV going out so I can't watch Jeopardy. Sons of bitches.
Now, I was just curious if anybody else had problems on Tuesday night. Was it Tuesday night?
And it YouTube wasn't all TV? Of YouTube TV. It was just one feature.
Right? No,
it wasn't working.
But I'm telling you, the library, the DVR feature was malfunctioning for me, too.
Yeah.
All right.
And they said that Hulu Live was having trouble, too. And so was Apple TV. So I don't know. Do they all work off the same server?
Conspiracy, man.
I don't get it.
Russians.
We should probably ask Aaron Rodgers.
That's why Nick doesn't have a gun, because these kind of stories, right? Yeah. Oh, great. The YouTube story again. Great. Nick just aims it. 988, right?
That's yes.
988. If you've got those feelings.
What Google tells me when I look up half the stuff we talk about. If you have problems, call somebody.
Oh, it does. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I Google some weird stuff.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You do. Yeah.
And it thinks I have problems, which it might not be wrong.
Well, the show's got problems in general.
Yeah, stuff collectively.
Yeah, typing out.
The AI is answering. You're making me uncomfortable.
Right.
It doesn't even have
Yeah, if you could disturb a robot, it's not good.